This chazar zeichen neshul bachachas v'shag v'mei yehudah v'msechad z'vachem daf kuf tes. Zok the Mishnah, whether it's a valid carbon or a carbon that was possible with a psul of kodesh, and a person then offered it up outside the azara, he would be chayiv. If someone offered up a combined kazayis of an oila and its emerim outside, he would be chayiv. Zok the Mishnah Brisa says, the pasuk says, asher yale oila. This teaches that one is chayiv for offering up an oila outside. How do we know that this applies to the emerim of an osham, of a chatos, of other kachim, or even of kachim kalam? The pasuk therefore says, zavach. How do we know to include the kaimits of a mincha, the ketayres, the mincha of a kain, or the kain gadol, or with someone who pours 3 lugam of wine or water? The pasuk therefore says, "V'il pesach ha'yomayid lo yevienu." This teaches that anything that's fit to be brought to the Azara as a carbon would make a person chayiv if he offers it outside the Azara. Now, this all teaches regarding kosher karbanos. How do we know to include posel karbanos? For example, a carbon that became posel with lina, or that left the Azara, so it's yoytze, or maybe it became tamei, or that was shechted with pigel beyond its time, beyond its place, or whose kabbalah was done, or the zrika was done by someone who was posel, or whose blood should have been applied below the chut asikra and was instead applied above the chut asikra, or vice versa, or whose blood was applied outside the heichal when it should have been applied inside the heichal, or vice versa, or a pesach or chata was shechta shalei shema. The pasuk therefore says lo yivienu lasois. It teaches that a carbon that would be accepted in the azara would make one chayiv if it's offered outside, and these pasul kabbanot would be accepted in the sense that if they're brought up on the mizbeach, they would not be taken down. Okay, the Mishnah then said hamalik kazayis min oila v'chulu. So the Mishnah seems to say that the meat and the emrim of an oil would be combined for the minimum size of a kazayis, but the meat and the emrim of a shlomim would not be combined. This is implied by a brisa as well. The brisa says the meat and emrim of an oil combined for the size of a kazayis needed to make one chayiv for offering it up outside the azara, and to make them chayiv for pigel noiser and tameh. This implies that the same would not be true for the meat and the emrim of a shlomim. It makes sense why the oil is combined to make him chayiv offering outside, since the meat and the emrim are all burned on the mizbeach, whereas the meat of a shlom is not burned on the mizbeach. However, why are they treated differently for purposes of pigel and noiser? A Mishnah says that the meat and emrim of a shlom are both subject to these halachas and should therefore both be combined, just like those of an oil. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is referring to the chiyuv of eating pigel. The Braisa is referring to the intent to make pigel, meaning the pigel intent for the shlomim meat must be to eat it beyond its time, whereas the pigel intent for the emerim must be to burn it beyond the time. For an oila, the intent for the meat and the emerim is to burn it beyond its time. With regard to noiser, the Mishnah is referring to the chiyuv for eating noiser, and the Braisa is referring to whether the meat and the emerim become noiser if they are left over from a carbon that was destroyed before the zrika. And it follows Rabbi Yeshua, who says in the Braisa that a zrika cannot be done if all that remains from the shlomim is a half a kazayis of meat and half a kazayis of emrim. But if it was an oila that had left over, a zrika could be done. Zok the next Mishnah. With regard to the kaimitz of a mincha, the levoina, the ketayris, the mincha of a kayin, the mincha of a kayin gadol, or the minchas nesachim, if someone offered a kazayis of one of these outside the azari, is chayef. Rabbi Elazar says he's potter unless he offered the entire kaven, meaning the full kaimitz or the full levoina, etc. The Mishnah continues, if any of these were offered inside as they should be, and a kazayis of them was left over and offered outside, he's chayef for offering it outside. If any of these were missing from the original amount that it was, and a person offered from the remaining amount outside, he's potter. Mishnah ends off, if one offers the meat of a carbon along with the emerim outside, he is chayef. Zakhli Mar Brisa says, if someone burns a kazayis of kataris outside, he's chayef. If he burns half of a pras inside, he's potter. The Gemara understood that potter over here to refer to a non-kohen who offered the half pras. The Gemara asked, why should be potter? If someone's chayef for offering even a kazayis outside, the zar should also be chayef for offering even less than a pras inside. And for the Gemara, Reb Zeir, the name of Chisna, the name of Yomi, the name of Rav said, when the Braisa says potter, it means that if a half pras was offered inside, the tzibur is potter from having to offer more ketayris. Shadech the Gemara, Reb Zeir said, what I find difficult with this Braisa is the statement of Rav on the Braisa, which was that even Rabbi Elazar would agree that the tzibur's obligation is fulfilled with half a pras. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar said that burning less than the full amount is not considered to be offering of the ketores. So how could he say that the tzibur is yoytze with offering half a pras? And for the Gemara, Rabbi said, with regard to burning the daily ketores and the heichel, everyone agrees that even the burning of a kazayis is sufficient to fulfill the obligation and to make someone chayef for offering a kazayis outside. The Machloikis is regarding the ketores offered in the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Elazar says that the pasuk says, Malay Chofnov, 2 handfuls, and therefore he'd be yoytze with nothing less and would not be chayef for offering anything less than that amount outside. The Rabbanan hold that the amount associated with the ketores can even be less than the handfuls, even as little as a kazayis. Abaye asked, in regard to the Keteris offered in the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Pasuk says the language of Chukah, which means that the two handfuls of Chayr is an absolute requirement, even Mitzimakiv. And for tomorrow, rather, Abaye said, with regard to the Keteris of the Kodesh HaKadosh, everyone would agree that the two handful amount is an absolute requirement. Machlekes is regarding the Chiyah for the burning of the Yom Kippur Keteris outside the Azar. The Rabbanim say we learned this Chiyah from the Chiyah of the burning the day of the Keteris outside. Just like that carries the Chiyah for the burning of the Kazayas, the same would be for the Keteris of Yom Kippur. Well, as it holds that we don't learn the Keteris of the Kodesh HaKadosh from the day of the Keteris. The Rava asked, we find that the Rabbanon don't even learn the Chiyah of offering outside one type of carbon from another type of carbon, even when they're both the carbonates that are offered on the outside Mizbech. And now you're going to say that we learn the Keteris of the Kodesh Kadoshim from the daily Keteris offered in the Hechel? And for tomorrow, rather, Rava said, the Mishnah is referring to where the person put two half pras measures into the Keli to be offered for the daily Keteris. Rabbi Lazar holds that placing this amount into the Keli has significance to the point that offering less than this full amount outside will not make him Chayiv. The Rabbanon attached no significance to this placing into a keli, and therefore they hold that even if he burns as little as a kazayas outside, he would be chayev. Rava said, according to the Rabbanan who attached no significance to this placing into a keli, if a person puts 6 lugam of wine into a keli to be used for the nesachim of a par, and he then took 4 of those 6 and poured them outside, he'd be chayev, since 4 lugam is the amount needed when bringing a ram as a carbon aisle. If he put 4 lugam into a keli for use with an aisle, he then took 3 of them out and poured them outside, he'd be chayev, since 3 lugam is what's brought for when bringing a lamb as a carbon. If even a drop less than the 3 lugam were poured outside, he'd be potter. Mara ends off, it says, Rav Ashi answered Rava's question on Abaye by saying that when the Rabbanon don't learn one type of carbon from another, that was that they don't learn the halachas of nisuch, meaning pouring, from burning. This is so, even though both are cases of things that are offered on the outside Mizbeach. However, we can say that they do learn the halachas regarding burning from other halachas of burning, even when one is something that's burned in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the other is something which is burned in the Heichal.